Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Jenny Gould with another edition of Flora Days. During the 1920s land boom, Royal Park started to spring up in central Vero Beach. It was going to be the equal of anything in South Florida, with lovely Mediterranean-style homes, a golf course, and a boulevard lined with cafes and shops. Royal Park was the brainchild of developers Waldo Sexton and Walter Buckingham. Its centerpiece was two rows of royal palms that lined the two main roads of Royal Park. Buckingham's grandson, John Unruh of Vero Beach, remembers the palms.
It was very stately looking, but also somewhat exotic looking, sort of along the lines of what you might see down in Palm Beach or Coral Gables.
Only a few of those palms are left.
Oh yeah, there's a few survivors, but you have to look for them. They're very tall at this point and slowly dying off. I don't know whether it's hurricanes or freezes or newcomers who didn't know what they were, but there's just a few left.
Now, US 1, where it goes east and west, was going to be a miracle mile like Coral Gables, maybe? That's what they were thinking?
Waldo had been to Paris or seen a postcard of Paris, as the story goes, and with these wonderful wide streets, wide boulevards with shops and stores along the side with archways and big sidewalks so there could be outdoor cafes. So that's how they laid out this street, wider than most roads were back then.
US 1, you mean?
Well, it's US 1 now, but then it was going to be this Parisian-style street to help sell their property there.
How far did it get with commercial retail development along that street? Not very far, I guess.
Not very far. Anytime there's a boom, there's always a bust soon behind, and there was in this case. The Parkway Hotel is a good example of what they had in mind there. Really, there's little else left of that original idea.
And that hotel, now an antique shop, has the arches, looks a little bit like Worth Avenue. So I guess the whole street was going to be like that.
That was the plan. You often wonder, why does US 1 stop going north-south all of a sudden in Vero Beach? Well, but later when the government came along to put US 1 all the way down the coast of Florida, as they were laying out the highway, which basically tracked Old Dixie, the planners saw this big wide road already laid out. Waldo and, of course, Walter were glad to let them have it. So US 1 suddenly takes an east-west turn there. And, of course, from that, the Miracle Mile was born and what would be a commercial district later.
There are some houses in Royal Park of that vintage. Maybe, what, a couple dozen?
Just a few. They're very easy to spot. There are some beautiful old homes that were built during that time frame. Now, there was a golf course, the Royal Palms, the allure of living in exotic Florida.
The golf course they built was one of the first in the area, right?
Yeah, one of the very first. There are some early residents who can remember seeing my grandfather and Waldo and some of their engineers out plotting out and laying out where the golf course was going to go. The unfortunate thing, though, Janie, is the bus did come, and this was going to be a beautiful subdivision and a beautiful project, but before they could fulfill their dream, things went bad, and there was the Depression looming. It basically ended up going for the taxes. But the city did buy out the golf course and turned it into, eventually, the Vero Beach Country Club.
The Depression came, but your grandfather, of course, stayed on and was involved in numerous businesses over the years, real estate, insurance. Of all the ventures that your grandfather was involved in, what do you think was his favorite?
He found romance in citrus. He loved the citrus business and found it exciting and just a wonderful thing.
John Unruh is an attorney. He and his family live in the old Buckingham Homestead, which is near the golf course. You can listen to Flora Days online. Just go to WQCS.org and click on Audio Archive. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.